Part 1. The Science of Habit Formation. Wouldn't it be great to be gifted? In fact, it turns out that choices lead to habits. Habits become talents. Talents are labeled gifts. You're not born this way, you get this way. Seth Godin. Chapter 1. How to Develop a Habit. There's no influence like the influence of a habit. Gilbert Parker. Your habits influence how you think, behave, act, and decide different things in life. They're crucial to the quality of your lifestyle and overall well-being. This is why it is essential to know how to develop good habits in alignment with your desired lifestyle and goals, because only by building the right habits can you live a joyful, prosperous, and fulfilling life. What is habit formation? All of your behaviors become patterns. You don't think twice before performing most of your actions. That is how a habit forms and patterns are established. The process through which a certain behavior becomes permanent and automatic in your life is called habit formation. You can form a habit unconsciously without consciously intending to develop it, but you can also deliberately cultivate it. When a specific behavior shifts to autopilot mode, it becomes your habit because it does not demand conscious attention. Some people also confuse a routine with a habit. A routine involves repeated behavior, but it may or may not be in response to a deep-seated impulse, as in the case of a habit. A habit is strongly associated with an impulse or an urge to do something. If you wash the dishes just because they're dirty, and it's a chore you must do without feeling a powerful sense of craving, it is a routine, not a habit. The habit loop and habit formation comparison. Two terms often discussed regarding habits are habit formation and habit loop. Let's distinguish between the two. Habit formation is the entire process through which a behavior or an act goes through different rounds in your life and then attains a permanent status. On the other hand, a habit loop is a cycle that contains the components involved in forming a habit. When repeated over time, the elements in a habit loop form a habit. Hence, a habit loop is a cycle that, when played continuously, leads to habit formation. The following are the components of the habit loop: reminder or trigger or cue. This is what triggers the onset of a habit and reminds you to engage in it. It can be an object, time, place, feeling, person, event, or even an amalgamation of a couple of these factors. The reminder tells your brain to move into autopilot mode and which habit to pull out to engage in. If you have a habit of sleeping at 9 p.m., you'll start feeling drowsy closer to 9 p.m. In this case, time is the habit's reminder. Routine or behavior. This refers to how you engage in a particular habit. It can be emotional, physical, or a combination of the two. If you go for a 10-minute stroll in your garden while humming a tune before every meal, that's the routine for your pre-meal walk habit. Reward. This is the outcome of engaging in a particular habit. Just as humans are social creatures, they are also somewhat greedy creatures. We only engage in behaviors regularly when they promise us some outcome in return. Every habit, be it a good, bad, or neutral habit, has one or more associated rewards. The reward associated with the pattern helps your brain determine if that particular loop is worth keeping in the long run. For example, you brush your teeth twice daily to maintain oral hygiene and steer clear of dental problems. You may smoke because it relieves stress. Since the three components start with an R, reminder, routine, and reward, these three are also known as the three R's of habit change. This entire loop relevant to a particular habit becomes more automatic with time. The reminder and reward become intertwined to a point where you start experiencing a strong sense of craving and anticipation for the habit. The three R's are integral to making and breaking habits.